and something to eat part of him. In fact, it eat him up. And I know that had to be an owl.
Well, an owl would do that.
Yeah, an old horn owl. That old horn owl, you know, got them old horns. It looks like it's ears is what it is, but he's got feathers sticks up and looks like horns.
And they call after a hawk.
And yeah, they'll eat a skunk.
Right.
They'll just eat an old skunk. Well, I went out there and I seen that something would eat the hawk. Just the old carcass up there, and I take it down. Told my wife, I said, that have to be a horn owl. And I set the trap back up there, and about the second night, well, I caught him.
Is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then I set it back again, and I caught another one of the hawks, and they quit. That stopped them from catching our chickens. There's got two of them and that owl. The owl killed one right out there. Yeah, the varmints is always, we've always had them to contend with, you know, here, wolves and when I was a boy, well, we could hear the wolves, you know, in daytime. Yeah, a drizzly day, dark, and the wolves would howl, you know, we could hear them. And they'd attack hogs and stuff like that, you know. Kill them, you know, a bunch of pack of wolves, they can deal a lot of misery.
How did you keep your corn so that farmers wouldn't steal that?
You mean after it was gathered or
right,
before?
After you gathered it up?
Well, everybody had what they called a crib, you know. They had a building somewhere. And, of course, the rats did eat a lot of it and carried it off. But outside of the rats, after you got it gathered, why, they'd done you more damage than anything. They'd really, you'd dig back in your corn and you'd just find a lot of cobs, you know. They'd done the shell of corn off, you know. They did really, of course, we always tried to do something or another to kill the rat or something, you know, to try to do away with them. But the coons, they'll bother it before you gather it. While it's in roasting there, about the time it's in roasting there, they're just as bad as a bunch of hogs. They'll just ride it down. They'll ride that stalk down on the ground, you know, and they'll eat a little bit off of that, and then they'll ride another one down. And that thing laying on the ground, you know, will ruin. It'll spoil. And coons will. They deal you a lot of misery.
You mentioned the other day when I talked to you about doing some trapping for, was it mink?
Yeah, I've trapped mink and beaver, coon, fox.
You ever have any trouble with skunks or polecats or whatever you call them? Are they a nuisance or don't you have too many of them?
Yeah, they. If you've got any at all, well, they're just about a nuisance. I'll tell you, they're something, you know, that they'll den up around your house, and if they can get under the house, well, they'll den up under the house, you know. They'll just. It don't matter, you may have dogs and cats, but they'll just get in there somehow or another, you know. And them skunks, they're something. And they're not valuable, you know. Their fur is not valuable anymore. When I was a boy, and stuff were cheap back then, but you could get $5 for a skunk hide.
Good.
Yeah. You could get $5 for a skunk hide. Well, that would look almost as big as a wagon sheet, you know, to a feller back then. $5, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And